scallops, any of that. Oysters we got, and we'd have fried oysters, in batter.
They probably came in on the railroad.
They must have. Went in ice, yeah.
I wonder where that became.
Yeah. I wonder too. Now, I understand that some people now eat crawdads.
Yes, I was hearing.
But I never heard of eating crawdads.
Do you happen to know anything about crawdads, where they're found? Are they found in fields or under rocks?
They're found in there's a little branch down here in the next block where my grandsons go out and get crawdads all the time. And it's in the sand, in the water.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they just sort of dig them, I think, and they come up.
Pictures.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure, they look just like lobsters, that's what they are. So I'm sure they are good. Now, the salad dressings we had. We had the only salad dressing was a boiled cooked dressing that Mother made with eggs, and then there was a commercial Durkee's was the thing, yeah, and then there was that, and then the homemade mayonnaise. But homemade mayonnaise to our household was newer than they learned homemade mayonnaise when I guess vegetable oil came in, because it seems to me to remembering when Mother learned to make mayonnaise, someone came to the house and showed her, maybe. And Crisco, I remember very well when it was introduced. A man came by and demonstrated it. All delicious stuff, see, instead of lard. And had us go and get crackers. He had crackers, I guess, and sugar. And he mixed the Crisco and the sugar and served it to us on little vanilla wafers, I think. And that was supposed to be a delicious, just yeah.
Doesn't sound,
no, it sure doesn't.
Too attractive, but I suppose in contrast to lard, it was a treat.
He was a good salesman. He was an awful good salesman. I didn't either. And of course, the outside of the corn ears were called shucks, and the wishbone of the chicken was called the pulley bone.
Do you remember what you did with the pulley bone?
Oh yeah, you. One child took one end and one the other, and you broke it. And it was always controversial whether the short end or the long end was the one that you could make a wish on.
I see. Did you ever hear one bone or the other, the short or the long, called by a name, such as boy bone?
That probably was something that somebody said, and some, I can just hear Mother saying, "Oh, don't say that."
I see. So it had currency, but
think so.
You think its significance was to make a wish rather than...
It was to make a wish.
And some people remember it as whichever girl would get one or the other would marry first.
Oh.
So apparently that was...
Hmm.
It's not.
No, I don't.
I think what we have is a class difference now instead of a regional difference.
Well, it could be even narrowed down. It could be just Mother, Just narrowed it down some more. I don't know.
In your home, the significance of the bone was to make a wish, rather than this marriage business. It may be class rather than.
Well, it might be. It might be. It also, yeah.
Because the boy bone would relate probably to that marriage.
I was the only girl in the family too,